USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump arrives back in the United States a few hours ago, North Korea's state-run news agency is suggesting that he did agree to lift sanctions during his historic meeting in Singapore with Kim Jong-un. Now, what Trump actually said to reporters after the meeting was the sanctions would remain in place until the U.S. was certain that nuclear weapons are no longer a factor. Meanwhile, the White House has now made public a video that President Trump played for the North Korean leader during the summit called A Story of Opportunity for North Korea. It showed potential outcomes based on how the North Korean leader made his decisions from here.
There can only be two results. One of moving back, or one of moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In primaries held in five states Tuesday, most Republicans who have expressed support for President Trump came out on top in their races. In a South Carolina race for a U.S. House seat, candidate Kate Arrington won the endorsement of President Trump yesterday, and in the end, she bested Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who Trump had tweeted has been unhelpful in helping him make America great again. It's day two of the Southern Baptist Convention meeting in Dallas, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday opened the event discussing what he called the continued assault on religious liberty.
And now more than ever, we need your help to respond to this challenge.
Vice President Mike Pence to address that gathering today. The United States, Canada, and Mexico will be hosting the 2026 World Cup. The FIFA Congress voting today in Moscow to choose the joint American bid over a rival bid from Morocco. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Seattle's getting rid of a controversial tax that was targeting the city's biggest employers, including Amazon and Starbucks. The city council voting 7-2 to repeal the so-called head tax. That tax was enacted less than a month ago, requiring companies with annual revenue of over $20 million to pay $275 per worker towards efforts to combat homelessness in the city. Amazon and some other critics, including even some small businesses, were arguing that the tax would discourage investment in the city. The Senate adopts a measure to block President Trump's deal to lift sanctions from Chinese telecom company ZTE.
A bipartisan amendment was added to the National Defense Authorization Act that reinstitutes penalties against ZTE for violating U.S. sanctions against exporting to Iran and North Korea, and also bans U.S. government agencies from purchasing any of the company's devices or services. In February, U.S. intelligence officials warned Americans not to use smartphones made by ZTE or Huawei, another Chinese telecom company, as the communication technology could be compromised to gain positions of power inside our telecommunications networks that provides the capacity to exert pressure or control over our telecommunications infrastructure.
That's our Wendy King, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.